Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. Thank you for listening in to tonight's confused but really awesome show. This is Adam Pinkney of the AP course, of course. That just sounded funny. Anyhow, just want to get right into it. We're talking everything Festival Italia this evening. So hopefully Anthony will be joining in with me soon. I believe he's trying to call me right now and should realize he should call into the show. That or he's stuck at work and whatever's happening is happening. anyhow, so Festival Italia, as you know, is this weekend, starting tomorrow evening, Friday night. It starts at 6 p.m. It's going to go on till 11. Basically, they have a cocktail hour going on from 6 to 7. There is a door prize. There's going to be baskets to be raffled off. And this is a buffet-style dinner with a very diverse menu, everything Italian-themed, of course. And I apologize, I keep going a lot. It's been a long day. Anyhow, there's singing, dancing from 7 to 11, and we have some special guests for that. Tickets to the Friday night event are $35. You can still, I believe, get a couple at either Smith's Drug, or you can contact the event planning committee. That's wakefieldepc@gmail.com. We can definitely get in touch with you there. And I believe, actually, sorry, Anthony is joining us in now. Anthony, are you there?
I am. But you know who's not here? Paul Denarca.
Yeah, we're not going to bash, you know, people that couldn't be on the show. It's kind of understandable. It is, you know, the day before the actual event, which is a big event, and, you know.
No, I am going to bash. I'm going to make this very clear. This is why I've always liked Paula Denarca better.
True. She is
But I think everybody
very
likes
nice.
Paula better.
No, I was basically just kind of starting off talking about the Friday night aspect to Festival Italia, which obviously it's a dinner buffet, as I mentioned, cocktail hour 6 to 7, singing and dancing from 7 to 11, there's door prizes, and there's going to be multiple baskets that are going to be raffled off. For further detailed information as to what the baskets are, what the door prize is, you can go on to the Event Planning Committee's Facebook page, which is Wakefield Event Planning Committee, for those who want to search for it who do not currently follow it. The Friday night event's $35. You can get them at Smith's Drug, or you can contact the Wakefield EPC, the email address I just gave out, wakefieldepc@gmail.com. Anthony, anything you want to add or ask of me for that event?
Yes, I want to know where Paul is. No, I'll stop giving Paul a hard time.
Shut up. Okay, Paul's not here. You're going to need to get over that. I know he wasn't there for you a year ago when you ran for state senate, but you're going to get over it right now.
Just to be clear, he was. Did endorse me. He donated quite a bit, and he was a huge, huge supporter of mine. So, but I will still give him a hard time for not being here. But anyway, no, I'm excited for the Italian Festival. I think it's great. I think one thing we can talk about a bit is what these events actually do. I think the obvious is that they bring the community together. They bring people, you know, from Wakefield, you know, together. It gives you a sense of civic pride. But on the macro level, what they do is that they provide revenue, much-needed revenue to downtown businesses. I think the whole idea of these festivals is that, you know, with the more people you can bring to Wakefield, the more people who shop in Wakefield, and the more people who will say, oh, wow, I had a great time at that festival, I enjoyed that restaurant or enjoyed that shop, and I'd like to go back to Wakefield. I think that's kind of the bigger picture, and I think I'm right. I'm not sure if you want to elaborate on that, Adam.
No, I think that's a good portion of it. I mean, it definitely, especially on Saturday when we have the shutdown portion of Main Street in Albion, it's really to showcase the downtown area, that it's definitely a place worth coming down and shopping and strolling and dining at. As we know, I mean, we've discussed it multiple times about development and what should and what shouldn't and what needs to go into the area, but it definitely, for what's currently there, it's definitely helpful to all the business owners to kind of collaborate and come together in that regards. And kudos to the event planning committee, who always puts on these great events. You know, they do the Italian Festival every the past 6 years. This is the sixth annual one. They've done the Holiday Stroll now. I believe this is also going to be the sixth annual, could be the fifth. I know they started a little bit differently. It's not like on a yearly calendar. And they also do the March event, which the name is escaping me, and Paul's going to beat me up for not remembering.
The Irish
Shamrock
Festival. Shamrock Festival.
So, but yeah, so, I mean, those are three events that they put on, you know, and they're really helpful, I believe, to the area. The other thing I think that's great about the events themselves, not only does it showcase the businesses in the shutdown area, it really makes that sense of community and really shows off that Wakefield's a place that you can have a family, these fun events exist, you can come down, you know, once, twice during the year and, you know, really get to kind of know your neighbors if you'd like to, you know. I think that's a great aspect.
No, I think you're right. It kind of ties into everything Wakefield does. You know, when you have movies by the lake, jazz nights at the library, you know, it is a sense of civic pride. You're happy that you're in a town that is so active. And I can't stress enough, we're done by all volunteers. I mean, there are nobody's being paid to do any of this. They are doing it out of the goodness of their heart, and they're giving up their time, their talent, and treasure to do this, which means a lot to everybody. And these businesses, again, I think are the people who are receiving the most benefit, because what happens, I can't tell you how many times I've been to an event in other towns, either, you know, with Teresa in Gloucester or gone to some in Newburyport, and you go and you try maybe a small Mexican restaurant, or you visit a shop that had a stand, and then you're like, oh, I like that. And then when the holidays come around, or when you're bored on a Friday night, you say, why don't we go back up to that city or town and go to that restaurant we like the day of the festival? So it's not only that immediate surge in revenue that you get that day when you have a lot of people in downtown. I know Ralph from the Italian Kitchen told me, you know, his first Italian festival, they almost sold out of everything. But it's the after effect. It's everybody who enjoyed it goes back and says, oh, yeah, I really liked that food that day of the Italian festival. So you're building your customer base. And it's a key part of economic development. It's getting people downtown. You know, if you don't have people, you don't have business. And these events do that. And I think it actually speaks to a point, and I hope you don't mind me shifting a bit here, to revenue. I think some of the critics, and a few of them that they are there, speak about expenses, and they talk about, you know, well, you still have to pay for police details, or you still have to pay for this. And what I tell people is, you know, you can't count revenue when it comes to government policy in straight X's and O's. You can't say, oh, well, you brought in this much in fees or taxes. The revenue that you collect from events like this has to be counted in terms of how much money did your small businesses make. And because your small businesses made more money, they can pay more taxes and they can pay more fees, or they can expand or create more jobs. So the revenue really creates a ripple effect. And again, this is just an example of good government policy, good government action, and a group of volunteers doing a lot to help our businesses.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that statement in regards to helping them out and, you know, allowing them to be able to do more with their small business. And all the money that is going more so towards the actual event planning committee, I mean, all the money that is broadcast in that regards, it's all put towards the next event. I mean, none of the money is utilized in a way that the town doesn't take that money away from the event planning committee or anything like that. It's always used to how can we make the next event better? What are we going to be doing for entertainment, sponsors, things of that nature. But at this moment, I wanted to surprise you and bring on a special guest. You may know him. He's a great guy, and he also has some stuff going on at the Italian Festival on Saturday. So without further ado, Mr. Gerard Lehman, are you there?
Oh,
I saw Paul DiNacco.
No, sorry to disappoint. It is not Chairman DiNacco.
Oh, God.
Well, you know what? I like you better than Paul too now. I mean, it's just...
That can't possibly be true. Paul being so engaging. How you guys doing?
Thank you for... Good. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, we're doing well.
Yeah, the show's pretty cool. I'm just catching up on some of the playbacks on the website. I listened to the show with Steve Mayo last evening, actually. It's a pretty cool format you guys are going on here.
Thank you. Thank you. And I know, Adam, I was about to get into this, but Gerard, you can get right into it. What are going to be some of the activities that we have the day of the Italian Festival? Forget the policies behind it and the reasons we do it. What is some of the fun that our neighbors and our friends can expect?
So, of course, I won't do it the same justice, Paul, or anyone else who's on the EPC could, but, it is going to be just another fantastic wide array, something for everyone type event. There's going to be a huge kid station, which is an annual success. Plenty of restaurateurs and business people exposing their business and service lines to us. We're going to have community organizations. It's so well done. It's well laid out. It's jam-packed, as you know. And I think you get the EPC's got a great mix of everything for everyone who's going to attend. What is new this year, if I may get right to why I wanted to break this to you guys, is we've kind of collaborated to bring a dunk tank to the corner of Chestnut Street and Main Street. Now, this is something that we're going to do. We're doing for charity. All the proceeds being raised by this dunk tank are going to be donated to the Wakefield Interfaith Food Pantry, which I know both of you gentlemen are well aware of their good work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's three-way sponsored by the EPC, the Wakefield Republican Town Committee, and the Wakefield Democratic Town Committee. So don't tell me bipartisanship is impossible. We're making an impact for the good, and we're going to have some fun doing it.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. And I think, do you have the list of participants and the people who are going to be on the dunk tank?
You know, I just so happen to have that list hot off the presses, if I may. It's just got sent out to the paper, so I'm hoping it runs tomorrow, probably on Wicked Local tomorrow. But you guys are getting the exclusive first here. First in the tank. So we have there's going to be some play in the joints, and a lot of people wanted to participate. So I wouldn't be surprised if other folks show up to the tank wanting to get in. But here's your list of early responders, all folks you're going to know, and I can't thank them enough for doing it. But I'll get right to it. I'm going in first. So as chairman of the finance committee and Republican town committee, I thought if I'm asking people to get in the dunk tank, I probably should go in when it's coldest.
So can we invite everybody who voted for the school department budget to come down at the very beginning?
At the very beginning. Go to the ATM first. Make it count. That's exactly right. Bring it on. Right after me is going to be Steve Mayo, town administrator. Yep, he's going in. He was our first non-co-sponsor volunteer. So I can't thank Steve enough, and he gave – some of the early guidance and suggestion that we really make this a charitable event. He suggests the Interfaith Food Pantry, which, Anthony, I don't know, you may be a bit too young, but the Republican Town Committee and the Democratic Town Committee used to do a joint food drive for the Interfaith Food Pantry. So this kind of follows on nicely for some of our history that goes back some time.
They did. And just to add to the point, I mean, Fiappa, you're absolutely right. We're very lucky. We have two big town committees, and both of them work very well together. I think bipartisanship definitely does exist in Wakefield. We have a lot of good people on both committees, and there's really no animosity on either side, which is great.
Yeah, and we intermingle, and we get a lot of constructive things done in our roles within town government. And I think that's probably an important crucible where we get to form our relationships. I always call it, Anthony, I don't know about you, but we're kind of like the West Water and Maine Society. You know, we're the folks, regardless of the partisan divide, we're out there in the freezing cold the winding Saturday mornings at West Water and Main Street holding those signs. So we at least have that activism in common, and we should focus on that, and I think we've done that here again. So my huge kudos, and can't overemphasize the value that Janet Schuchter has played in getting us across the line and getting people engaged. It's been great.
No, it really
has.
Definitely. Yeah, my favorite person, I mean, I'm a huge fan of Al Ouellette, and I will always stand with him, and we disagree on a lot of policy things, but he's the guy I like to sit next to or stand next to every time we're holding signs. He has some incredible stories to share.
Yeah.
So I didn't mean to cut you off, but who else is on the dunk tank?
No, you guys are the professionals. It was a perfect interlude. So right after Town Administrator Mayo, we're going with Selectman Brian Falvey. Right after Brian, we're going to squeeze in Joseph V. Tringali. He's on the Recreation Committee,
yep,
the Finance Committee, and my Republican Town Committee. After Joe, Janet Schuchter, from the chairperson for the Wakefield Democratic Town Committee. Listen to this. Janet is just breaking this news to me a few moments ago, but State Senator Jason Lewis is getting in the dunk tank. That's huge news.
Awesome.
You're hearing it first on the AP course.
Nice.
Then school committee member and Wakefield Democratic Town Committee member Tom Markham, followed by Greg Liakos, also of the school committee and Wakefield Democratic Town Committee. Evan Kenny, also of the school committee and Republican Town Committee. And last but not least, our signature superstar, Patrick Sullivan, chairman, Wakefield Independence Day Parade Committee. That is our official group.
Pat Sullivan. He's the nicest guy in the world.
I said the same thing. I'm like, I had some reservations. Everyone loves Patrick. No one's going to want to throw anything at him. You know,
Everybody else up to that. I mean, you know, Brian Falvey, you're going to have all the anti-Brightview people there to dunk him. You know, you're going to have all the Republicans for Janet, Tom. Everybody, there's a list of people who are going to be there to dunk everybody else up to Patrick Sullivan. And then, you know, I don't know if that's going to work. I mean, I would pay for people to get him off just to not see him dunk.
So you know what? That's the rescue donation. That's you're innovating on the fly, Anthony. That's fantastic. Yeah, he's got the late shift. He was our last and probably proudest ad. But he's such a likable guy and such a constructive worker. I can't imagine too many people are going to want to dunk him. But nonetheless, he is giving of himself once again, and we couldn't be happier that he's joining the crew.
No, that's awesome. And for people who don't know, Patrick Sullivan is the reason that the Independence Day Committee came back into formation and brought the Wakefield brought the parade back to Wakefield. And he's 19, if I remember correctly. And just what a great, great guy, and really put his heart and soul into it. Brought a good group of people together and led the effort to bring the 4th of July parade back to Wakefield. And again, another event, all volunteers, that just showcases our town.
Yeah, it was perfectly executed. For the first year back, it was just, you know, I participated in that parade for years, and I don't think they missed a beat coming back this year. It was fantastic. I had front row seats right in front of the bank, the savings bank, and it was just a perfect parade.
Absolutely. You know, the other big features that I know a lot of my friends like, and Adam, I think, before I speak to it, is that there's going to be the beer garden and wine garden again?
Yes, that's actually been updated this year. It's called La Piazza. It's a little more of an Italian flair take onto the beer and wine garden. In previous years, they were separated. This is actually going to be the third year that the Italian Festival is showcasing that. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I know the committee's done some great work with it. It's going to be definitely updated in regards to its look, so it's not going to have ugly steel barricades. It's going to be more white picket fence, a lot of more Italian-themed things going on within that area. So definitely check it out if you have a chance to come down.
And Anthony, I think
it's
located
on Street, right?
No, it's Chestnut.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I was just bringing
it on
Dread.
Elm
I was just,
Street or is it on Chestnut?
Yeah, I was just bringing it to say it's going to be on Chestnut, Adam, and I think it's going to be close enough to the dunk tank that we expect the revelers to really shout on the nonsense that's going on in the dunk tank and probably vice versa. But I'll ask Adam to correct me if that's wrong.
They're pretty close to each other. It's a little bit off from It's on Main Street, but it's a little bit off to the side of Albion towards the right, and the dunk tank's going to be in front of Chestnut there. So they're pretty close to each other. So definitely a lot of heckling and yelling.
Very cool.
What I would suggest is that you offer anybody who's going into the dunk tank, you know, try to get the people who are throwing to get a few drinks first, and then you're, you know, knock on wood, you should stay dry.
Yeah, I'll take a softball off the forehead, though.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what other event? What else is going to be going on? What other vendors? What other restaurants? I know, Adam, you've been involved in this for a while, and what else can we expect?
There's definitely a ton of entertainers, both on Albion and Main Street. There's specifically two different stages set up. Each of them have different time frames of entertainers going up on the stages, as well as there's going to be some mobile performers. And I apologize, I do not have everybody's names in front of me, so I don't have that to give you specific detailed info. But as I mentioned earlier in the episode, if you go onto the Facebook site for the Event Planning Committee, if you just search Wakefield Event Planning Committee, that'll come up, and there's a complete list of detailed information as to who's playing at 2 p.m., who's playing at 3 p.m. At both the Albion and Main Street locations, and who's going to be mobily performing in regards to the entertainers. There's also going to be, they're bringing back this year the Wheel of Chance. So for $5, you can spin the wheel, and you'll win a gift card, most likely to one of our local businesses that is within Wakefield, whether that's a restaurant, some sort of merchant business, service business, what have you, basically any local area business that decide to participate in that regard. Beyond just that, because I know we've gotten a couple of questions on our Facebook and Twitter accounts, I know that a lot of people have been asking if it's going to be rain or shine. Is there another date for the event if it is hurricane pouring out? Right now it's rain or shine, and the only way that that'll be changed to a rain date is if the weather reports are really looking that bad come Saturday morning, then there might be an update to that. But at this time, it's rain or shine. Hopefully it's just a perfect day and we don't have any spot showers. If there is any, I'm sure we can get through it for 15 minutes tops. But hopefully no rain. It'll just be a nice day as it has been for the past 6 years pretty much.
No, I'm sure it will be. And again, I look forward to all these events and the volunteers, the time, the treasure, the talent that goes into it is unbelievable. And really, this event has become a signature of the summer in Wakefield. And I think to a certain extent kind of replaced Midsummer's Night. For people who remember it, that was an event where they closed down Wakefield Square. It was a little bit earlier in the summer. But now we have this, and I guess maybe it's my Italian pride shining through. I like this better. So I'm just so excited. I know we have a lot of businesses that are excited. I know we have a lot of nonprofits that are involved. So another ancillary benefit to this is that you're going to be able to talk to a lot of different, nonprofits, whether it's the Wakefield Independence Day Committee is going to have a table, the Boys and Girls Club is going to have a table. I know the food pantry is going to be there. I know. So you're just going to have a lot of different people out there that you're going to be able to interact with, to meet with. And you're really, I think you're going to see Wakefield at its best, as we always do at these events.
Yeah, no, definitely. And especially with the amount of support that we've garnered for this year's event. I mean, there's definitely a lot of businesses coming out to the street, something to the effect of over 60 businesses and merchants that are coming down, which is great, specifically from the downtown area. But also there's a couple from outside the downtown area. So we obviously get support from, like, our Greenwood and Four Corners location on Lowell Street, different areas within the town that may not be always thought of in regards to a shutdown area, but people that still understand showcasing their business is important, even if it's not right in front of their business. Beyond that, we also have a couple of neighboring businesses, too. I know over on Linfield Market Street. I know Kings is actually coming down, which is always nice that they like to join us and support the cause. Even though they're not in Wakefield, they still support us as a committee, and they support Wakefield in different variety of ways, and they're always supportive of the nonprofits in the area.
Can I ask a question about the EPC or whatnot? And Adam, I don't mean to put you on the spot. That's probably why we should talk before the show. But has there ever been any thought given to throwing an event in Greenwood, Plaza, or down there? Because you do have a lot of great businesses down there, and I think there's even an argument that can be made that Greenwood, is potentially more up and coming than the downtown. With all, you got a lot of good condos down there. You have, Feng's is down there. Greenwood Liquors is down there. You have the new coffee shop by the owners of Demisi's, and I can't remember the name of the coffee shop, but I just went and it was really good. Is there a reason why the event, why there hasn't been an event down there, or is there any thought about maybe having an event down there?
So
I mean, other than they're close to Melrose, and, who likes Melrose?
Real briefly, because we don't have a whole lot of time. I know in the past, about 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, when we did the Shamrock Festival, there was an event within the Greenwood Plaza before Flex Fitness was there in that location. There was nobody utilizing that spot, and it did almost like a business network that you would find through a chamber of commerce almost, that they allowed different vendors to come in and showcase their business there. I know there was like Irish step dancing and things of that nature. And I thought that worked out pretty well at the time. The trouble is, and this is just my thought process, with the Greenwood area, it's not, you could certainly shut down like in front of the Greenwood Plaza, but then it creates such a traffic jam in other locations in regards to getting to and from, from Wakefield to Melrose specifically. It just, not that you can't get around it, but I just think it kind of bottlenecks everything and it makes it harder for people to get to, and I think the parking situation wouldn't be ideal overall. Not saying you couldn't do it, but it just might be a little bit tougher to do.
Wakefield Square is definitely, it's definitely bigger. You definitely have more parking when it comes to the side streets and going around there. And I know clearly you have more avenues to get around. You can always just go through North Ave, or you can take, Crescent or Pleasant Street. Whereas if you do it in Greenwood, you're basically, you don't have that kind of options. And again, parking would be a lot tougher. However, I do think sometimes we forget that Greenwood really is up and coming. Greenwood is an incredible, I think they're doing such an incredible job from, the dock side. Down, especially now with Feng's coming in, just because I love their sister restaurant, Oi's in Reading. So exciting times in town. I think the Italian Festival is just a highlight, and I think it's going to keep building and building for years to come. So anything else? I don't know how much time we have, but so I don't want to be...
No, you're wasting everybody's time like you usually do. I'm kidding.
That's my plan.
We don't have much longer left. Gerard, did you want to say anything else regarding Saturday's event?
I didn't know he was
on
still
Friday
here.
Night?
Yeah,
no,
he's still on. Just a quick list of thank yous, if I may. Paul DiNocco and Susan Wetmore from the EPC for vetting this out and the concepts and all the contemplation phase. Chris Callanan from the school committee in WDTC. He was the first person I grabbed to say, hey, would you guys be willing to partner on this? And he got Janet on board, who picked it up and ran with it. Susan Majeski from the EPC, who's reviewed all our press releases. My wife, Amy Lehman, first among equals, for telling me to do something constructive with my time, which led to this. So this is really a truly multi-committee effort, and I can't thank everyone that I've already mentioned enough for it.
Sure. Well, and again, thank you for helping putting this on in regards to the dunk tank area, and really kudos to you and the other committees for really putting everything together. And thank you for coming in and listening to the show.
Keep it up.
Jared, I was actually right before I came on, I was on the phone with Janet, and we were talking about this and whatnot, and she had mentioned, she would love to come on the show. And Jared, maybe we can have you on the show. We won't have any tough policy questions, but I think people may want to know what the town committees do, what kind of civic engagement they have. I know I probably assume the Democratic Town Committee and Republican Town Committee do a few different things in how they approach campaigns and whatnot, but it might be fun to have you
so,
both on.
So I hate to cut you off, but we are literally out of time. I want to thank everybody for calling in and paying attention to the show, blogtalkradio.com/APCourse. You can also go on to Twitter at the AP Course and on Facebook, the AP Course. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Enjoy the Italian Festival. Good night.